Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it was this time a year ago when Andy Hodson and his North Cougars began to lay the groundwork in the postseason, a run that carried them all the way to the Richmond semi-state behind seniors Sims, Jallow, and Truesdell, who scored a lot of points, did a lot of things. It began quietly in the sectional, as it has this year for the defending champs, snapping that three-game losing streak the other night, beating Shelbyville 70-57 for a start. Always a great time to see seniors step up their game. Case in point, Tyler Adams and Tate Stewart. They were bench players on that ride a year ago, but contributed. Tyler had a career high the other night at Columbus North in one of our games, and Tate has unloaded 29 against Franklin Central, and then he hit Shelbyville the other night with 26 points, stepping into the starting role. Now, Musa Jallow is expected back Friday night against East Central, but Andy knows he can get some, well, reliable numbers out of Mr. Adams and Stewart.
You know, Tyler Adams brings more length and some speed and reacting to things, so you know, we may be able to up the tempo a little bit when he's in there. Tate's just been solid for us. He's been solid the second half of the year. Really stepped up as a scorer, and he's really looking to score. He's looking for his shots and picking his spots, and he's an excellent three-point shooter, so it stretches the defense for us to allow us to get around some, you know, maybe opens a little bit more up for Treadway to get to the basket, and Malik, you know, when you have two of them out there who can score on each side of the court or put them on the same side of the court, it's hard to help off. So, you know, been happy with both of those two. You know, they're going to have to come up big for us.
Well, that's Andy Hodson. The Trojans of East Central and North haven't played since the Cougars edged them in the 2010 sectional by two. They're 10-14, the Trojans. Tip-off will be at 6 o'clock. There is a rematch, though, in Game 2, 6th-ranked South in Columbus East, J.R. Holmes, a little bit later today. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the final coaches poll of the season, the one prior to the start of sectional play, elevating Southport to number one after they knocked off Evansville Wrights last Saturday night. South is up a spot to six, Southport being the last team to beat. J.R. Holmes South Panthers back on December the 12th. They haven't lost since, the Felines, reeling off 17 in a row, the latest, a 22-point win the other night over Columbus North in the opener of the sectional. Now a Game 2 rematch in Friday night semifinals with Brent Chitty's East Olympians of Columbus, who they beat 62-42 on January 13th. Panthers making the Olymps their seventh victim in this streak. At that time, one positive intangible for the Purple has been their ability to deal with the mental aspect of the game, night in, night out. It's been the rule rather than the exception, something JR is proud to note.
Yeah, we've played either defense really well or offense really well or a combination of both in a lot of the games. It's been a very, very solid year for us. It's been a year we've answered some questions if playing that many juniors on the JV last year would relate to success this year as seniors going against other, you know, varsity players. And those kids have answered the bell very well. Not necessarily as starters, although Nick Elliott has started every game, is that you know, the Taylor Gilpins, the Michael Connors, the Keenan Francis have all come in and did some good things for us. And then to go along with Nick and Chance.
Well, a very flexible group of players indeed, each pretty much knowing their roles. East, who lost to Bloomington North on the final day of January, they haven't lost since. Six in a row coming into Friday night's Game 2 semifinal. Our coverage Friday, same as Tuesday, 5:30 Chalk Talk, and if we get the same results, it'll be North-South for the championship. Saturday night, Chalk Talk, 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.